Thing, really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
1, 2, 3!
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
You know, I'm so proud of it, it's almost indecent of me.
Hello everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on ceded traditional Coast Salish Musqueam territory. It's been many a week since I've been in the studio proper, and today, again, I must disappoint. We are in the midst of a great cleaning. For those of you who have heard the show before, queued up. may have talked at one point or another. Sorry. Hi, Rachel. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good.
Yeah, Rachel's also here, by the way. So I've talked previously about, you know, working with and for the station, volunteer staff oriented, many different capacities. Hala, if you can hear this, please don't touch those dictionaries. I will take them over in just a moment. She's throwing them on the ground. This is Rachel. Can you verify this?
Yes,
this
she was looking at us while
really
she was
belligerent
throwing the
behavior.
Dictionary. Oh, okay. She put it back now because she's too nice.
Anyhow, we're in the midst of a big cleaning thing. So, like, I need to go join the purge to, you know, to scrub and clean and move, reorganize, rededicate, verify, categorize, file away. Rachel, do you have any thoughts about cleaning?
I think cleaning is a crucial part of refreshing.
Wait,
space.
Hold on. Hala. Is that the magazine? Is that the airplane magazine? Yeah. Save that for me. That's really important. I'm not joking. That's really, really important. Sorry.
Anyhow. It says experience on the cover in silver letters.
Now, let me tell you about that magazine real quick before.
Yes.
Because now, experience. We used to have a gentleman who dropped by the station quite frequently. So, who's listening right now, I apologize for this brief tangent. I hope it is speedy and percolative and just a delight to hear. But then we are going to listen to quite a bit of music today. Today will be mainly music focused because I'll be putting on some vinyl and running out
cleaning.
Back in and forth
to clean,
yes. That's the word I was looking for, Rachel. How did you pick that out of my head?
I don't know. I guess I'm a mind reader. Yeah. I've been told that I read minds. So all you out listening there, you know, be careful. I might be reading your mind at this very moment.
Messed up. So this magazine, it's a Bombardier private plane magazine.
Okay.
And it's for, you know, it's for people who can afford private jets and, you know, fly around the world on private jets.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like all about the things that those people like. So, like, which, you know, horse racing in Dubai or, like, going into the savannah in, like, Nigeria or, you know, whatever. And any myriad number of things that you would both be able to do and interested in doing. If you had millions upon millions of dollars to both procure a private jet and staff to maintain and fly you around the world, presumably you will have enough cash after landing to continue. Anyhow, so there's this wonderful five-page article and photo essay in there, and it's from, like, I think this South African business owner, and it's talking about his experiences out in the bush, of South Africa, and also how that correlates with his experience back home at the home office, at the home base. I think he's the kind of guy who would use military, words to describe his occupation.
Mm.
You know, reinforcements.
Right.
I should have more military vernacular, but do you have
you
any?
No, I don't. I don't have.
You're not a very militant person, are you?
No. Other than owning things that are army green colored to wear. Nope.
Wow. Anyhow, so the document is all about, like, him conflating his experiences out in the wild and in the bush to his experiences back home as the CEO of a high-powered company, and how, like, you know, oh, survival of the fittest, you know, when you experience this concept of survival of the fittest and, you know, very extreme Darwinism out in the wild, that can be applied widely to corporations and corporate life and business life.
Oh.
So, you know, it's a photo essay as well. And, you know, as he follows this thesis, at first you get very innocuous pictures of, like, the savannah. So you get, like, oh, there's some antelope and there's some, some hippos or whatever. And then you flip the page and then it gets maybe a bit more predatory. You see this group of lions, this pride of lions, actually, drinking water from a lake. And then, you know, there's also this shady-looking bird, maybe? I don't know. This is coming from my memory. So, again, this is why we're cleaning, because we have to uproot the layers of memory at the station and make room for the new. I don't support that statement ideologically. It's just a frank matter of needing to mop a bit.
Was I supposed to respond to that? You're looking at me, hopefully.
Oh, it's okay. I'm just trying to cultivate the
The conversation.
The conversational
cultivate
atmosphere.
Cultivate conversation.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm doing a very good job in reciprocating the cultivation of this conversation, but I think that cleaning is a good thing.
Anyhow, so on the following page, there's a baboon eating a baby deer. It's like really just biting into its, or antelope rather. Yeah, it's really just biting into its skull. So now this, and this is like the capstone, because this photo is like, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Survival of the fittest is applicable both in the savanna atmosphere, where primates frequently eat children, but also applicable to the world of business and high finance.
That I would be interested to see how this man runs his business, if that is the like the concept that he brought back from his travels.
But you know, it's funny because you know we talk about. We talk about a culture where people who are entrepreneurial can give back to their the community by having the money to invest more in business. And yet the discourse at this level of wealth is so bold-faced and just plain outright. Actually, you know, this is how we actually feel. Back to like that 1910s, 20s robber baron era where people were outright out in the open saying, no, actually how society is structured is like you have people who are like the flowers and then, you know, we're like surrounded by all the dirt and, you know, and like for one flower to grow very strong, you need like the other flowers to wither. And you see, what Hala wants me to do is read something that she's showing up to the window right now. But the fact of the matter is it's bad for it's you can't describe things in the visual realm. Just
via
over
audio.
The microphone.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's hard.
Very interesting thing we're going to play now. Side B of Sara Devachi's newest album, Dominions. Sara Devachi, an artist from Alberta, who now resides in British Columbia. I saw her 2 weeks ago at Sled Island at a show she did with Devachi Smith. Smith, oh my gosh, I'm forgetting his first name, but they are working partners. And they collaborate quite frequently for live performances, and it was an absolutely crushing performance. It was a hometown performance for Sara Devachi, so that might have contributed to it in some degree. But nonetheless, the response was uproarious. People loved it. And her music, her ambient music, lots of acoustic elements, lots of organic elements. And it's interesting how these synthetic layers, something that is so ostensibly robotic, come with time and meditation and layering out. It's very meditative music, sort of create this idea of an organic world. And if this is fair for me to say, her music has always been oriented around ideas of how to express the visual and affective realms that one can like reside within that come into being in a sense through just sonic like transmission, and hence maybe the name of this album Dominions is alluding to that. So as I run around and you know help clean and take these books over to the local book depository, you know I it's nice to think of those dominions we can all reside in, right?
Wow.
Right. Rach, what's a dominion you enjoy residing in?
Dominion I enjoy residing in. Does a room count? Does a physical
space count?
I
think a room absolutely counts.
Then I would say a room. I think my room is pretty great.
What makes your room your room?
My room. I think first of all it's a mess. So speaking of cleaning, I guess that's kind of ironic. But I don't know, just like things I like in there, I suppose, you know? And place you can call your own that you know where everything is and someone can walk in and they might not recognize the things you put or where you put them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, what about decorations, things like that? Or maybe souvenirs, like things you've kept over from places you've been?
Yeah, I have a closet door with half of it, and half of it is just plastered with like sort of paraphernalia and like memorabilia and souvenirs, but like paper souvenirs. So there's like postcards, photos, tickets from shows, little like silly blurbs on pieces of paper, doodles, and it's just like pasted on there. but I haven't updated it since, so it's sort of like this wall of not my past life, but like a time in my life when I used to collect all these things, and it's sort of become stagnant, and that's really interesting to look back at as time passes.
Yeah, it's nice having that stability, or at least a place where it can be stable, I think.
Yeah, and sort of a place where you find parts of yourself that you've known but you don't necessarily identify with anymore, and it's interesting to look at it and say like, oh, I was there 2 years ago and now I'm not there anymore, but it's still in my room existing.
That's a really nice sentiment. And on that note, I've got to go run outside and clear up all these memories that have accumulated over the past many years. But it's nice for each of us to have a room of our own. Thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome,
Rachel.
John.
Again, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, British Columbia, on unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory. You're now listening to Side B of Sarah DeVachi's new album, Dominions, on Jazz Records. And I will return with you quite shortly. See you soon.
Thank you.
there you have it. Listeners of CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, unceded Coast Salish territory. You just heard Side B of Sarah Devachi's Dominions. And I don't know. Hope you enjoyed it. I hope it was illuminating. I hope it took you places. People are shaking their head at me. I don't know what the deal with that is, running about. So yeah, cleaning. Cleaning has been the thing that has been happening back here, running about, this and that, A through Z, and all of the above as well. I talked at brief about Sarah Devachi prior to leaving the studio, while the vinyl record that continues to spin, you can hear it spin, I can turn that up for you, made its path through the world, through time and space. Gosh, what is on the docket today? New issue of Discorder. If you're about town, keep your eyes open. Got a new issue of Discorder out. It's our July-August issue. Quite a nice cover. Illustrated cover this month. From Puppy Teeth, local artist. Lots of acts in there. Les Chaussettes. Eileen Bryant, who this may be one of the first pieces of media coverage, if we deign to designate ourselves that, media coverage that she has received so far. So keep an eye out for that. And yeah, just lots of reviews, live, album-wise, etc. Well, you know what? I've just been suppressing the fact of the matter. We all know why you're still listening. I'm queuing up some PSAs for you right now, putting them right into their respective slots. The most seamless PSA advertisement listening experience you are about to experience, have ever experienced, as a matter of fact. Here it comes. You ready? Just hold on. Wait. Okay. Wait. Hold on. Wait. Okay. All right. Okay.
CIVL Radio presents the 2016 Fraser Valley Music Awards Saturday, July 16th at the Abbotsford Arts Center. Be a part of regional music history as this exciting community event hits the stage for the first time. Featuring live performances by FVMA nominees, including a Prince and David Bowie medley by youth nominees, plus Battle of the Bands finalists. Tickets are available at CIVL.ca. The 2016 Fraser Valley Music Awards. Let's get crazy for the Frazies.
Hey, who was that? Whose voice was that? It's pretty crazy, right? It's pretty good. Solid, eh? I think so. Anyhow, here's another one.
Catalano Street Party, Vancouver's biggest music and arts festival, is back July 9th from 11 a.m. through 9 p.m. Come on down to West 4th for over 50 great bands, including Hannah Georges, White Poppy, Hot Panda, Moo, Woolworm, Mesa Luna, and many more. The best of Vancouver's food carts and vendors, activities for kids, beer gardens. All this and more will highlight your day. This Saturday, July 9th, brought to you with love from the merchants of West 4th Avenue.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
So, where are we at now? I guess there was initially, conceptually in my mind for today's show, there would be the juxtaposition of my back and forth, outside, active, inside, slow, meditative, unraveling, I don't know if I've carried that quite through. I do have one more long form piece of music for you. This is Chambers, Sigma Flare 1. And Chambers are quite an exciting duo, comprised of Michael Redd, local man about town, producer, DJ, performs as sounds for one, and in a variety of other projects that are escaping my mind, certainly. So definitely one of the most interesting electronic producers in what might be identified as an idiosyncratic context, which is to say the Vancouver context, because, you know, people who live in Vancouver have, you know, for better or worse, very strong opinions about it, and have very strong opinions, tend to be people who have strong opinions about the landscape and its psychological affect and what the landscape does to us. Gabriel Solomon, previously of the infamous noise duo Yellow Swans, is the other half of Chambers. And back in 2015, they released Sigma Flare 1 on, I want to say, Debacle was the name of the record label. And from my understanding, Sigma Flare has been, because the second part released this year, an exploration and mediation between, or of maybe, a liminal space that exists in this local geographical context, which is to say, the way the city seems to disappear into the coastline, into the forests, and vice versa. And, you know, I'm not going to, I actually never myself particularly parrot this point. It's a very interesting, it's a thing that Vancouverites like to talk about a lot. But, you know, the sonic expression of those two mediating concepts. Let's just listen to it. It'll be about 17 minutes through. Sigma Flare 1. Good stuff. Michael Redd, Gabriel Solomon, Chambers. I have to go move more books. See you soon. Thank you. Hello, hello, hello again. You're listening to Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM. Coming up in 5 minutes, Steve Zhang with Asian Wave 101, the best and newest in Chinese Korean pop. Right now you're listening to 313 from Chambers' Side A of their 2015 record, Sigma Flare, and Chambers' rhythmic dub music, exploring sort of mediation of natural and urban elements. And next week we're gonna have some more music, we're gonna have some more show, we have some more me sitting down and not running around the station, picking things up, putting them back down in other locations, being of questionable help, and so on. We're just gonna go out on this music. Hope you enjoy. And talk to you soon.